Second of two meetings between these two teams about to commence. Down to center ice and we go. Hartman and Bedard on the draw. The drop of the puck, we're underway. Here's Bergeron in the high slot now. Over to Rossi. Fires, he scores. From the left wing circle with 13 seconds left on the Wild power play. Rossi fires it in behind Peter Mrazek, and the Wild lead the game 1-0. So another shot and a goal by the Wild.
Okay, I know you didn't see it. I didn't see it. I was looking down at my sheet.
It's going to go to Jonas Brodin, who just dumped the puck in from center ice, and I believe that hit Seth Jones. Jonas Brodin, that's his first goal on the preseason. And two goals in the span of 4 seconds for the Wild. On to Jones. He'll race down the left wing to the net and fire, and Fleury. Oh, he scores! It looked like Fleury had made the save, but the puck actually hit him and bounced off a portion of his equipment into the Wild net with the sides at four apiece. It's 2-1 in favor of Minnesota. Wild on the power play, and a shot by Zuccarello. He scores from the top of the left wing circle. He had a lot of room to shoot, and he didn't miss. He put it under the crossbar. It's a power play goal. And for the Wild, now 2-for-4 on the power play. Here's Faber into the Hawk zone, moves in, shoots, he scores off of a handoff. Rolls right in on Mrazek, and with only 13 seconds gone in the third period, Faber went forehand to backhand and put it past Mrazek. And it's now 4-1 Minnesota. Circle and an easy shot for Johansson, he scores. Johansson into the Hawk zone, fed it down, and I believe Ogren was the guy that passed it back across to Johansson. He had a wide open net, and he didn't miss. 5-1 in favor of the Wild. Into the Hawk zone, Zuccarello from the high slot, fires, they score.
It's Kaprizov.
Yep, Matt Zuccarello let it rip from out near the tops of the circles, and you're right, Kaprizov right beside the net just redirected that one past Peter Mrazek.